This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We're about to head back to America. So, Haniftar mechavera, yaliftar ela v'dvar halacha. If you take leave of your friend, you have to take leave from dvar halacha. So I feel very close to this community. You're all my dear friends. You left me with a tough one because you're learning Simon Reish Pei, the marital relations on Shabbos. It's very interesting. The Bir Halacha brings in Reish Mem Beis on the Pasuk from this week's parsha is Chayisara. Sara was an Akara. Vahi Sara Akara Ein Lavalad. It's a double Lashon. Vahi Sara Akara, she was barren, Ein Lavalad. No kidding, no kidding. If she was barren, she had no valad. So the Mekubalim derive from here that even if someone's an Akara, if someone's wife's an Akara, or a Zakena, or it's the time of the month they can't get pregnant, the mitzvah of Oina still applies, because every time one's Mekayim the mitzvah, you produce Neshamais Kedoshais. So that's derived from Sara Imenu. Now, first, I wasn't sure what they're learning here. They said maybe Basar B'Chalav, but I wasn't prepared to give a share on Sivan Reish Pei, but I do want to share with you. I want to connect Parshas Chayisara to Mishnah Berurah. Say, what? Parshas Chayisara to Mishnah Berurah? It's very simple. Sarah lived 127 righteous years. That's why. Why 127? Kulam Shavim Lataiva. They're all equally good. That's why in Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Aleph, there are 127 simanim. Kulam Shavim Lataiva. They're all equally good. Now you should know, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that when the Mechaber put together the simanim of Shulchan Aruch, he did so Beruach HaKodesh. Because many of the simanim allude to the subject matter of that siman. So for example, Hilchos Shofar is in siman Tav Kuf Pei Vav. Gematria Shofar. Tav Kuf Pei Vav. Gematria Shofar. Or Hilchos Kiddush, Reish Samach Gimel, because there's a famous shita of Rab Sadia Gaon by Hilchos Kiddush, Reish Samach Gimel. I was once at a shir given by Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, and he asked, does anybody know where in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Dagim is? Hilchos Dagim. And I was learning Yoredei at the time, and nobody remembered. I was Hilchos Dagim. He said, you don't know? Simen Pei Gimel, Rashi Tevois, Gefilte Fish. So from there, I learned that you could even make simanim bedarch tzachos, you know, in a humorous way. So I always remember, Hilchos Slichos is in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Why? Tav, it's a tough time of the year. Kuf Pei Aleph, and you need a lot of coffee. So that's how you remember. Actually, Rabbi Chil Michel Stern brings that if you add up the Gematria, Arachayim, Yaradea, Evan Ezer, Choshen Mishpat, the Gematria of those four expressions is the sum total of all the Simanim in the Da'at Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So there are a lot of interesting Ramazim. For example, Hilchos Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum is in Reish Behe because it's Davar Rafe Biyadeinu. What?
What's your day, Rishpe?
Remind me.
Mezuzah.
Mezuzah. Okay. Now this is a good one. Amalek is Gematria 240. Hilchos Kibad Avaim is also Reish Mem in Yaradea. It's also Hilchos Tashmish Hamita in Arachayim. Because the Papa Rebbe would say that if you want your children to respect you, it's a good idea to have the right kavanas from the onset. So the Simen Reish Mem in Arachayim is connected to Simen Reish Mem in Yaradea. So I'll just end off regarding the chashivas of learning Mishnah Berurah. That's the Seder over here, Mishnah Berurah. The Chazoinish says, and Reb Chaim Knievsky brings it in the Hakdama to the Shaina Halachos, that the Mechaber, the Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah, whatever they say, it's like it emanated from the Lishkas Hagazas. It's like it came out of the chamber of hewn stone in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't be swayed by people who say, no, Mishnah Berurah, there are other Sfarim. Ein lanu ela divrei Mishnah Berurah. In my yeshiva, The rule is, we always follow the Mishnah Berurah, unless Rav Moshe Feinstein argues, and we'll only follow Rav Moshe if he's machmir on a da'iraisa. That's the klal.
Chavetz Chaim.
Chavetz Chaim, yeah.
Rabbi Enoch Luger.
Very good.
That was,
okay. So they once, you know, the Vilna Gaon says that Talmud Torah, every word of learning is a separate mitzvah da'iraisa. When we talk about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's not learning for an hour, it's not learning for a Mishnah. Every word is an independent mitzvah da'iraisa. So they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what if a guy writes a sefer? Some of these svarim nowadays, you could take the whole sefer and condense it into four words. You know, people get very wordy. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you can only say that every word of learning is considered a separate mitzvah if every word was written b'diyuk mamish. It has to be written precisely. So I asked Rabbi Yaakov, what's an example of a sefer where every single word is written b'diyuk mamish? It's printed in the Hakdama of the Emes Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, sefer Mishnah Berurah. So what better limud could there be than learning Mishnah Berurah? Many people think that, you know, if you want to have a real relationship with Hashem, you have to learn mystical stuff and machshava. The Arizal says, the ikar kesher you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be, the Torah is your waf. I already learned the accent. I'm here in South Africa, and the Torah is your waf, which means in America we call her our wife. Yeah? If you want the Torah to be your waf, not your kala, everyone's Torah is their kala. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moira shal tikim Moshe ela me'oira sa. The Torah is your bride, but if you want to make her your waf, you know what you have to learn? Halacha. The Ari says, halacha is oisiyos hakala. If you want to be really consummate your marriage with the Torah, the deepest relationship with Torah is limud halacha. So ashrecha v'toiv lach, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'toiv lach la'olam haba. I wish I had more time, but it's a pleasure being in this really makam kadosh and this tremendous community. And until next time, you should be zoicha to complete the six chalokim of the Mishnah Berurah, to know it well, and l'moed l'amed l'shma v'lasos. Thank you very much. Gayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.